Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the premiere edition of the PDX Game Show. I'm Professor Dave, and I'm here with your other host, Miss Polly Pospisil. Polly, how is it going?
It's great, Dave.
Excellent, excellent. So here we are, our first podcast. And yeah, we're still working out all the technical issues.
That would be Dave's job.
Yes, that all falls on me. Absolutely, absolutely. And working it out, but we're here. We finally got our shit together enough to actually put some stuff down on tape.
We did.
And I don't know, it feels good. I'm excited.
Me too. I am too. You know, I love playing games, especially in this horrible Portland weather. What else are we going to do with our time?
No doubt. There is no sun around at all.
Not today.
So why don't you explain a little bit about what we're doing here, Paul? What is this whole PDX game show going to be?
Well, as you know, Dave, we both like to play games. We both have hosted live games in bars around town. We've done lots of live events, all kinds of things from karaoke to pub quiz. And we all just, you know, the two of us decided that it would be fun to bring this into an outlet or a form that people could listen to and play along with us every day or once a week. And you can listen to us anytime. You don't have to show up to see us. You can listen to us anytime here on the show.
Nice. I think that's really cool. So we're going to be, not only are we talking about things going on in town or games that are around and all that, but we're also going to be playing games on this show.
Right? That's right. Yes. I have written some questions for you about this week's, this week we're going to be talking about historic things in game shows. We're going to be basically doing some game show testing your knowledge of other game shows throughout history. I also have some riddles that I pulled from a website that was told to be the top five hardest riddles. So I pulled three of those for you. So we'll see how well Professor Dave does with riddle time.
Oh, I'm going to be put on the spot so already.
That's right. So I'll be quizzing you. I'll also be quizzing our listeners. So we won't give the answers away right away. But at the end of the show, we'll let you know some of those answers. We'll give you a chance to write in and complete a form on our website. Here in the future, we'll have that up so that you'll be able to submit answers before the next week's podcast comes up. And once you submit those answers, you'll be entered into a prize from some drawings from some of our great sponsors that we're working with. Yes. So, yes, we are. We've got some great stuff. Maybe we'll do something like, you know, shelf stable bacon. Who doesn't like that?
Nice.
Yeah. Shelf stable bacon.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Polly? I mean, you know, both of us are here in Portland, have been working live events and entertainment around that. But, you know, before that, how did you get interested in games? Or I mean, you know, as a kid, did you play games?
You know, Dave, my favorite memory of childhood is a game that I played with my family. It was a call-in trivia game show. And it was all based around oldies music. So every Saturday night, we'd order pizza. We'd stay up until 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we would listen to this guy host these radio game shows. And he would play little snippets of songs. And you'd have to name that tune. And you'd have to come up with a team name. And then you would go for, say, a month. And at the end of the month, then whoever had the most points at the end of that month would be would get some sort of prizes. We won, you know, free pizza one time. We won a complete anthology of music from 1940 to 1960 or something like that. And that was something the whole family could play. So that was really my introduction to those games.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I don't think I ever had anything quite like that. That's really cool. Now, did you find there were a lot of people playing along with you? I mean, was it a big radio audience?
It was a pretty big radio audience. There were definitely a lot of returning teams, people's families that played together week after week. But then, you know, every week you'd have some new teams that dropped in to play along. And it was a long show. I believe it was at least 2 or 3 hours long on a Saturday night that you would play. And then you would call in with your answers. You know, and back then there was no call waiting. So, you know, it was a matter of dialing quickly. That's right. And boy, did your finger get tired. I don't know if any of you kids out there know what that is, but
right.
It's kind of like downloading a podcast.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it was like.
So that was my first introduction to trivia. Then my sister and I, of course, played Trivial Pursuit growing up. I loved Jeopardy always, ever since I first heard about it. I used to watch Password on TV.
Oh, yeah. That was
Yes. And of course, my heart belongs to Bob Barker and The Price is Right. Always one of my favorites. Loved watching that with my grandmother. She was really, really good at it. I always wanted to take her on Price is Right and you know, and make that work. And of course, what little girl doesn't dream of getting a kiss from Richard Dawson? So
Richard Dawson was the man.
He was, yes.
He was my favorite host. He was always had that smile and just was that, you know, just complete host.
He was.
He was always on top of the funny quips too, you know, just on top of anything funny someone had said. Well, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, since we're, you know, just this is our first episode and we're just trying to figure out sort of our format and style here. Why don't we start out with a puzzle?
All right.
Okay.
Shall I puzzle you first?
All right. Well,
or do you have a puzzle for me?
Here we go. So yeah, let's just switch over to a puzzle.
Okay.